You're listening to MTL. More to Life is the Christian Union St. George's School, Harpenden, and our vision is to make God's presence known to this generation.
Right, what I'm speaking on today is Luke 4, 18 to 19. And this is what Jesus said. God's Spirit is on me. He's chosen me to preach a message of good news to the poor, sent me to announce pardon to prisoners and recovery of sight to the blind, to set the burdened and battered free, to announce this is God's year to act. Can anyone tell me MTL's mission statement? Anyway. That's good. Making God's presence known to this generation. So a mission statement is basically a sentence or paragraph that tells you about who someone or a group is about, what they intend to do. And the reason a mission statement is so vital is because without something to aim for, something you're going for, then nothing's really going to get done. You're just going to sit still doing nothing. And this is the same idea behind what Jesus said. What he said in this passage is pretty much his mission statement. It's what he came to earth for. So again, God's Spirit is on me. He's chosen me to preach the message of good news to the poor, sent me to announce pardon to prisoners and recovery of sight to the blind, to set the burdened and battered free, to announce this is God's year to act. So we see several things in here first. We see freedom for the prisoners. And basically, this is freedom from sin. This is why Jesus came down in the first place, because as a result of us turning against God, doing things that he does not approve of, he doesn't want us to do, we sin, which cuts us off from God. It cuts us off from a relationship which we should have with God, which makes life full and what it should be. And it also condemns us to hell, basically, because we deserve to be punished for the sin of turning against God, which sounds, you know, a bad situation. But the fantastic thing is, God loves us so much that he sent Jesus, who had never done anything wrong at all, to take the punishment we should get instead of us. So if we just ask Jesus for forgiveness, he will set us free from sin. And this is the first part of Jesus' mission statement, freedom for the prisoners. This is why he came. He came to actually to say that he wants to set people free from sin. He doesn't want them to be cut off from God. He doesn't want them to live without God. He wants them to go to heaven. That's why he came, to free us from sin. Recovery of sight for the blind. Healing. Jesus came to physically heal. He healed lepers. That's, leprosy is a horrible disease that kind of rots away your flesh. And he made blind people see. And he made cripples walk. He came to make people well again, so they're not in physical pain. And so they can see that the power of God is real and working. And to release the oppressed. He cast out demons from people. He came to earth to say, actually, I'm not going to let the devil oppress people. I'm not going to let the devil make people miserable and get them down. I'm going to fight against the devil. And so this is what Jesus came to do, to bring freedom. And I think so often we can read the Bible, we can read about how he came to save people from their sins or heal people, and we don't realise that actually today in this school people need this freedom. Today in this school, although we're in a democracy, hey Sharon, although we're in a democracy and we're all free, none of us are slaves or anything, actually we are all born into sin. We're all enslaved to sin from the very moment we're born. And so many people don't even know that. So many people, if I ask a lot of people, I talk to them, what's Christianity about? People can't say. They say it's about being a good person. And this is so tragic because people don't realise that they have sin, which is cutting them off from God, which is preventing them from spending eternity with him. And they need to be told about it. And you know, the responsibility now is on us to tell people about Jesus. I can't make this more vital or say, you know, how more pressing it is. The trouble is we're all fairly well off, and we can all get through life easy enough. The trouble is we don't feel a great need to tell people about Jesus. Very often we can let life kind of, you know, pass us by and not tell people about him. But we must get this mission, must get this message out here that Jesus died to take people's sins away, to free them from his sin. There's also quite a few ill people in this school, some with illnesses that recur like over and over every year. I don't know if you know anyone in your year like that. Well, actually, I believe God heals today. I believe he wants to set people free from illnesses and injuries. And I think he can do that through us. He's the same God that healed through Jesus. He's the same God who did that. And the reason I feel we should look for this, we should look to pray for people to be healed, is because if people see that actually God is still real today, he's still powerful, he performs miracles, then people will, you know, actually see that he is the truth. And although, obviously, I'm not saying that you can't get people closer to Jesus by telling them about Jesus, because obviously you've got to do that. In many ways, sometimes it can just be all talk. You can talk with someone like a whole debate about Jesus and God, and you can spend an hour talking over stuff that seemingly get nowhere. But I firmly believe if people see the power of God is real and he still does miracles, we're going to see amazing things happen in this school. And finally, this school needs freedom to release the oppressed. I find it strangely hilarious that we're kind of some of the most privileged, wealthy, well-educated young people in the whole world, and yet people aren't really happy. I mean, I talk to people and I say, and the number one people say the problem with this town is they say, I'm bored, there's nothing to do. And I'm thinking, what? We've got, you know, we've got fields to play football in, we've got our computer games and our TV and all our friends to go visit, and people are bored. And it's just amazing to me. And there's this just, underneath all our privileges and stuff, there's just a kind of layer of people who are hurt. There's people who have been bullied. There's people who have a low self-image of themselves, who see themselves as ugly or are unintelligent or worthless. There's people whose parents have split up and they feel deeply, deeply hurt because of that. Listen, they need the freedom that Jesus brings. As well as healing physically, Jesus can heal spiritually. And this school needs that. All the people we can think of who are hurting, they need Jesus. And if we're just telling them that Jesus doesn't bring freedom, but he just, you know, tells us how to be good people, it's not helping. We need to tell people about the freedom Jesus can bring. Sometimes I get a bit down. I think about all this stuff that's a bit, you know, there's a whole school full of people who don't have Jesus' forgiveness, who don't know the joy in him, the freedom that he brings. And I think, my goodness, can anything ever really change? Is this, you know, what's going to happen? But the thing is, I'm not going to sit around moping all day, as I do sometimes. We've got to decide right now, we've got to decide that actually we're going to get on this mission, we get on Jesus' mission to tell people about his freedom. This is what we've got to do. This has got to be what we focus on. And finally, I'd just like to say, if we want to do this, if we want to do this through MTL, if we want to have NTL to be a place where people hear about and receive Jesus' freedom from sin, from physical suffering, from emotional suffering, we need the Holy Spirit. We need God working for us. We can't do this on our own. As I've said many times before, it's all hype if we believe that, you know, we have the answer. It's not us who has the answer. It's not us who heals people. It's God who does that. And we must receive his Holy Spirit. We must ask God for more of his guidance in this and ask God, please give us opportunities to tell our friends about Jesus, about this news that literally will save their life. And tell our friends that are hurting that actually there's someone who can heal them and who can help them. What we're going to do now is, it'd be cool if we could split into groups, maybe like roughly age groups and stuff. And we're going to pray about this. We're going to have like a member of the ministry team in each one, hopefully. Please don't see this as just an opportunity to chat about whatever. Let's actually pray for each other. Let's pray for each other that the Holy Spirit will fill us and will work through us. Let's talk about the problems we have, the way we find it difficult to tell people about Jesus. If you know that actually you've never accepted Jesus' forgiveness, so you haven't accepted his freedom that he brings, then pray, tell someone, pray about them. There's no shame in it. Jesus is waiting to free you from your sin. Plus, and if anyone here is physically ill or has an injury, well, in faith, let's pray for it. Let's pray and believe that God can heal. So let's not sit around being a Christian group that meets up every week just to be Christians, but let's believe that we can make a difference in this school, that we can bring freedom to this school, and let's pray for that and let's seek that and believe it will happen. There you go. Let's pray.
You've been listening to the More to Life podcast.